Hey, it's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Oh, man. Last night, I know you were tuned in to the 74th Primetime Emmy Awards.
Yeah. I
was not. Come on.
No.
Come on. Rich people congratulating each other.
Yeah, I stopped watching that kind of stuff decades ago.
You'd think I would have picked up on that after all these years.
Maybe. Maybe.
All right, so since you don't really care all that much, I just have a quick montage of the winners.
Lead actor in a limited anthology or anthology series or movie.
Michael Keaton, don't tip!
For lead actress in a limited or anthology series or movie.
Mandy Seyfried.
There you are.
For supporting actor in a comedy series.
Brett Goldstein.
Ted Lasso.
Best supporting actress in a comedy series. Cheryl Lee Ralph.
For outstanding achievement in a competition.
Lizzo's Watch Out for the Big Girls.
For best variety, Fox series.
Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
For variety sketches series.
Saturday Night Live.
Lead actress in a comedy series, Jean Smart.
Hat. All right, I think we can stop. I was going to play the entire 60 seconds of that, but...
Oh, wow, you had 60 whole seconds of that?
Well, yeah, I try to whittle down a 2.5-hour award show into 60 seconds.
Way too much.
It's too much.
Way too much.
Too much.
It's too much.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. So anyways, last night, yeah, Kenan Thompson was the host. I will say, Pete Davidson, you remember him, right? Pete Davidson?
I don't know who that is anymore if they're not dating somebody famous.
Pete Davidson. I've forgotten who that is. He did take the stage to give out an award and poked a little fun at himself.
I didn't come to rehearsal. It's funny because this is just like SNL because, you know, Keenan's doing all the work and I'm refusing to say what the writers want. You know, the Emmys, this is cool, man. Thanks for having me here. The Emmys are, like, so prestigious, you know, like, that even being nominated for one could be the pinnacle of an actor's career, I assume.
Yeah, fun stuff.
That's fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
What was he wearing? Did he dress up or was he wearing, like, jeans and a t-shirt?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
So there you go. There's your quick 74th Primetime Emmy Awards recap.
That was exciting stuff.
Yeah. Well, we want to at least pay attention to the fact that it existed. All right?
Okay. All right.
And then we move on.
Why?
Again, I like looking at the shows that win just as an idea generator for me as to, oh, maybe that's a show I should watch.
Okay.
Oh, you know, that won a lot of awards. Maybe I should, you know, check it out if I haven't already.
See, I just will kind of look to my friends on Facebook, and if they toss it out there, then I'll be like, oh, all right, sweet. Just because I don't know if Hollywood
referral.
Handing out awards to shows is a great, like, barometer on what I'm going to want to watch.
Well, yeah, I know. It's a factor I use in helping determine a show that I want to maybe
like, I still, no one has mentioned Bosch. That's one of my favorite shows.
Is that a current show?
Well, yet Bosch Legacy is now.
Is it still on to where
Bosch
it would?
Bosch Legacy is.
Where it would win an award.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, see? There you go.
I think it's just been ignored the entire time.
Okay, that's yeah,
but
all
my
right.
Parents told me they liked it, so that's why I watched it.
All right. Okay. All right, Kelly K.
So we go to Eastern Kentucky for this one, where there's a second grade teacher that's been, you know, doing something pretty unique to lift everybody's spirits. So, you know, with all of the flooding in recent weeks, the school year has been delayed. So Tyler Watts, teacher there, is trying to bring his community some joy by creating epic murals using different colored Post-its.
I try to find things that a lot of people can relate to. I try not to, you know, to do just things that are hot right now. I want it to reach a lot of different age groups. Sometimes I almost run out of ideas, but I try to find things that kids can relate to just as much as adults can. So I just thought if I could just put a drop in the bucket by doing something big, like, or little, like a mural like the ones you see behind me, maybe it'll give the kids something to look forward to.
Man, and these murals are wild.
They're legit. I mean, they're calling them the Post-it Picasso because they're so amazing.
Yeah.
And it's really just stunning that they're made with Post-its. I mean, there's like Mario Brothers in a set of windows. The Memorial Library has Muppets in every window.
And they're like big windows.
Big windows, lots of detail, shading, and every, I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
So we'll tweet this out. You can see the pictures. You need to see them to understand what we are talking about at Ben and Kelly Show.
On 99.7 DJX.
DMs open at Ben and Kelly Show. You can shoot us a DM. We'll shoot it out to our listeners. See maybe if we can get you some help or maybe just try to handle it ourselves. You never know.
Darren said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I was snubbed at a family gathering by the significant other of a family member. There's no mistake in the snub. I don't know the reason for it, but I have theories. I don't know this person very well, but there is a class aspect, is that branch of the family is wealthier than mine.
Oh.
May also have to do with politics.
Okay.
For a million other different reasons.
Gotcha.
I have no idea why I was snubbed. I'm of the school of thought that we can't just go around normalizing snubbing if we are to live in a society.
Wow.
What is the best way to handle a snub that calls attention to the snub but makes the snubber look bad and not the snubby?
Oh my gosh, Darren.
Yeah, it's aggressive.
We don't know if it was a guy or a girl who snubbed him, it was about. He thinks it could be a million other reasons. Yeah. He says they are a little bit wealthier than him. So because Darren said that, I feel like maybe that is why he feels like he's snubbed, maybe that they're in a different class and something maybe was said or assumed because they're of a different financial situation, maybe. I don't
also know. May have differing views on world events. Depends on maybe does Darren put a lot of things out there on Facebook that, you know, really shows his views? Maybe they don't agree.
Could be a myriad of reasons.
We don't have a ton of information.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, Darren was, he just used the word snub a lot and he didn't give us much else. So
he's the snubby. He needs to let the snubber know about it.
What's the best way to handle a snub that calls attention to the snub but makes the snubber look bad and not the snubby?
It was a lot.
Katie just texted in, we don't talk about Bruno. Well,
there you go. Yeah, I don't think that there is a good way, unless you pull the family member aside and be like, hey, is there anything going on I need to know about? I kind of felt like I was being treated a little weird by your significant other.
They said at a family gathering, so was it in public in front of a bunch of people, or was it like just kind of an aside? Because if was just kind of an aside, then I would do the same courtesy and pull that person aside and do kind of what you said and said, hey, I don't know if I did anything to upset you or anything, but I thought I got these weird vibes from you at the family gathering and didn't know, or, you know, wanted to make sure we were all right.
If he doesn't want to go directly to the snubber, then I think we go to the snubber's significant other, the family member, and just be like, hey, is there an issue I need to know about? Because I kind of felt like I was a little snubbed a little bit.
Why your wife such a bee?
Exactly. But don't say it like that. Don't say it like that. But, you know, that way, because you know they're going to talk to their spouse about it.
Yeah.
But so the snubber will know because Darren wants that to happen.
Yeah, that's kind of what Gretchen says. She's like, it's kind of like a passive-aggressive approach. Mm-hmm. Kind of act stupid, like, oh, I'm sorry, did you say something? There's no point in going around us. You have to hit it directly on the head with that. Just kind of go right at that person.
It doesn't sound like, when they said significant other, I don't know if it sounds like it's like a girlfriend or boyfriend. To the family member.
That's probably right.
Who you're going to know better and just be like, hey, did I do something to offend them or something like that? Just go to the family member, because I think you're going to come off as being aggressive if you confront the snubber and just be like, what's up?
Outside the gate of their house without an appointment being made with their assistant make sure that you try to just scale the fence and run faster.
Hey, Butler, go tell your person in charge there. I want to talk to him.
Run faster than the dogs and try to get into the house and confront him. But
no, I think we go to the family member and just be like, hey, is there something going on that I need to know about? I've kind of felt like there was a weird vibe. And maybe I misinterpreted.
I don't know.
If I did, so sorry.
And you know what? If I don't see this person a whole lot, maybe I'm just getting over it. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And if it happens again, then maybe you address,
you address it, or you
pull them aside and be like, yo, what gives? What's going on here?
That's, do you go straight to the snubber, or do you go to the family member and just be like, hey, did I do something to...
Yeah, maybe if it happens again, depending on how it happens, being snubbed, I would pull the family member aside and be like, hey, did you catch that? Because...
Yes, I would go to that route because, again, I think the significant other could then be like, hey, you know, Darren's pretty aggressive and came and confronted me. There could be a case made for that if Darren goes straight to this number. Like, you go to the family member first and say, hey, am I missing something? Did something happen? I kind of feel like something's weird.
Oh, man. Okay. Damien, kill him with kindness. You know, go out of my way to interact with this person. Mm-hmm. Erica says a snubber is going to snub again. So next time, respond immediately. All right. Good luck. I would suggest just brushing it under the rug this time. And just be prepared next time with something that you can kind of address in the moment.
Maybe we just kind of like chalk it up to maybe it was just an off day for that person.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they were having a bad day.
If it happens again, then maybe we address it with a family member.
All right. Well, hey, keep us posted. Good luck. Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. Look, just because you're not invited to the party doesn't give you the right to ruin it for everyone who was.
Okay, and so who are we sending this out to?
So if you can manage to make it through the day without crashing a two-year-old's birthday party and eating all his cupcakes, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is just disgusting. Who would do something like that?
Right. Fox 61 has the report.
Family and friends were gathering to celebrate two-year-old Cyrus when a bear crashed the party headed straight for the desserts.
Okay, wait a second. Wait a second. We're sending this out to the bear
community. That's right. Any bears within the sound of my voice, be on notice.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's a big bear.
Oh.
He looks
kind of
old.
Oh, my. Let's get everybody in the house. Let's get everybody in the house.
Oh, bear crashing Cyrus's second birthday.
Yeah, so the bear.
Oh, gosh, yeah, you get that on video, right?
Right, and the bear legit just ate all the cupcakes. Thankfully, they said it was near the end of the party, and no one was hurt. However, cupcakes gone.
Oh, they did look delicious.
I like bears. I think they're cool. I think about bears in the house by the pool. When I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking, when I'm at night, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing, making love to my wife.
Oh, yeah.
So, again.
I mean, really, if there is any sort of a story involving a bear, we're doing it so we can play that.
Again, you weren't invited to the party.
No.
So don't think that you can just put a little birthday hat on and walk up and eat all the cupcakes.
He's all like, I'm a bear. Rules don't apply.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day, and again, I'm talking to the bears within sound of my voice.
Many in the listening audience.
Crashing a two-year-old's birthday party and eating all his cupcakes, you're doing okay.
Just rude.
At Ben and Kelly Show on socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can dive into the DMs. We'll... read whatever you send us. Well, not whatever you send us, but...
Well, I mean, we will read it.
We will.
Whether we read it out loud on the air...
That's true.
Not promised.
That's true. That's true. But we can also help you as well.
Okay. So we got this message from George. He said, hey, Ben and Kelly, this is kind of embarrassing, so I wouldn't mind if you changed my name. So that is not his real name.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've made that mistake before.
Exactly. George is, no, that's not George. George is not his name.
Mm-hmm.
He's George in quotes. So I had a really rough breakup like a year and a half ago. Long story short, I haven't dated anyone since.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I haven't wanted to and even tried a few times, but couldn't get anything started. So there's this new girl at work and I can tell we have a connection.
Mm-hmm.
We're going out this weekend, but I'm a little worried that I forgot how to kiss.
Oh.
Is it something that you get rusty with, or is it like riding a bike? I've even reverted to my middle school days and actually cut a mouth hole in a melon and practiced a little. Maybe I should have kept that part out.
I love his honesty.
Yes, absolutely. LOL. I think I'm a little more freaked out because I work with her.
Right.
If it's terrible, it'll probably get around the office. The last thing I want is some underground office nickname like Horse Kisser. Thanks for any confidence you can give me. Again, George in quotes.
Oh, wow, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's tough. And you know, I maybe watch romantic scenes in like your favorite rom-com or something, like when characters have like their first kiss?
Listen, I'm just gonna tell you, George, don't get too in your head about it, because it just go in when it feels right and
let her take the lead.
I'm gonna say it's like riding a bike. You kind of remember how to do it.
You'll figure it out.
I mean, if you were bad before, probably going to be bad now, unless you've learned some techniques from the melon.
I don't know if the melon is going to be teaching us anything. Might be tasty.
Yeah, but a text from a listener, Donks. He says, like riding a bike, brother. Forget the melon.
There you go. Yes.
I
have never practiced on the melon.
Never,
I know you want to ask me.
Done
no.
that either.
No.
Like, okay, I will say in middle school, maybe I, like, is it weird to say I practice on my arm?
No, yeah, a little.
Oh, God. All right, well, then forget I didn't do it, Ben.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, sorry, we're going back to George.
Yes, George, I don't worry about it. I think you're putting so much pressure on yourself. If you want some inspiration, you know, watch like a couple of really romantic scenes in rom-coms where characters have their first kiss and kind of see what they do.
I don't know. Does that build up too much as to what it should be?
The biggest thing is you have to make sure that you're in the moment, you're reading the moment right, and let her take the lead.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't get too anxious to do it either. I got another text from a listener. Kissing comes back naturally. Don't think too much into it because anxiety can make you forget. Anxiety sucks.
Yes. No. Yeah. You don't want to be thinking about it so much that you just kind of ruin it. You got to go with it. It's a feeling.
All right.
It's a feeling.
Good luck, buddy. Amber says all first kisses are a little weird.
Right.
Just relax. And if you get a second kiss, it'll be better.
Absolutely. And if you, you know, feel like you missed the mark a little bit, then just say, you know, hey, let's do that again.
Or just say, I was nervous.
Okay.
Oh, someone suggested watching 40-Year-Old Virgin. That's a good one with Steve Carell.
Yes.
All right. Well, George, I mean, I think we're pumping you up, man. We're like, hey, this person is someone that you work with. So we're not going to dive into that nuance because we've discussed that before.
Right.
Dipping the pen in the company ink. But, you know, outside of that,
don't dip pens yet. Let's just worry about...
Well...
I'm just saying, let's take it slow. Don't be too aggressive. Just let her take the lead.
Well, what if her lead involves dipping pens?
Well, then you make that decision in the moment.
George, a.k.a. Big Dog, texts in and says, on behalf of other men named George, this is not a good representation of us. Again, we just gave him a new name.
Yes.
So sorry, George.
Yeah, didn't mean to insinuate that all Georges are not sure at kissing.
But at least confident. At least this one isn't.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, what we're saying is Kelly said it right. Let her kind of take the lead. Mm-hmm. Read your cues. If the timing is right, you know, go in and do your thing.
Absolutely. Planning like a good night, making sure you have good conversation, you're getting to know each other. The rest of it's just going to fall in place.
Yeah. George, follow up with us next Monday. All right? Or we'll follow up with you
next
week.
We don't need video, though, George. We don't need, like, don't send us Ring video camera from the porch or something.
Yeah.
That doesn't.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Good luck. We appreciate it coming to us. And feel good stories, Kelly Kay.
Oh, this one is so sweet. So 2 years ago, Mackenzie Evans' brother, Gannon, was diagnosed with a condition that gives him lesions in his brain that could rupture at any moment.
Ooh.
They live in Clarksville, Tennessee, so Gannon has daily seizures.
Mm-hmm.
In May of this year, doctors told the family that Gannon now has a 10-millimeter tumor on the top of his brain stem. Mm. They've gone to 5 different pediatric neurosurgeons, 5 different hospitals. All doctors said it's too risky to perform any sort of procedure to try to remove it.
Oh.
They did find a clinical trial that uses radiation therapy, but here's the thing. It means the family's going to have to pay out-of-pocket $22,000 after insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So Mackenzie wanted to help out, and she decided to open a lemonade stand. And she's been pretty dang successful. After 15 lemonade stands, she's raised over $10,000.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, that's a lot of lemonade.
Yeah.
And, you know, when she was asked why she was doing this, she told the local news that older sisters have big responsibilities.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
I mean, right?
Yep. That's
their
awesome.
Story is absolutely precious. And they are the kind of people that refuse to give up. Mm-hmm. So they're staying very positive that this clinical trial is going to help the situation. We'll tweet out the story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Now, my daughters decided to room with each other in college, at least for their first year. So they knew who they were getting when it came to roommates. However, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be college for you to experience an interesting roommate. You know, there's Craigslist. There's just, you know, finding someone who just needs a place to stay. I mean, like I had another roommate in college who I never saw. He was kind of our basement dweller.
As long as he helps pay the bills.
He paid rent every yep. month. He paid his share, but like we barely ever saw him. We'd see him come up out of the basement and leave and then go back in and go back down the basement. And it wasn't until he moved out that we actually, like, I don't even know if I ever went down the basement to see his dwelling.
That's interesting.
Yeah, right? I know.
Well, so, you know, one of the common things is they would put pieces of paper with the little numbers that you can tear off at the bottom, like in common areas mm-hmm. on college campuses. And that's kind of how I found one of my roommate situations. I had two other roommates. One of them was kind of like, she worked overnight at a gas station. So we never saw her. She slept during the day. And it was kind of like a weird situation like that. The other one had had this boyfriend. They're the ones that met my parents in their underwear. If that was fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So some of the best roommate stories. One guy had a male roommate who rarely did laundry, would borrow his underwear, usually for dates. He would tell him that was not cool, but the guy kept doing it anyway.
You're kidding! Guys stealing and using underwear?
We've had listeners like that on the air with us before.
That's insane. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Another person taught their female roommate how to boil water.
Well, if they didn't know, how else they can learn?
That's right. Said she hadn't made anything before. I like nothing outside of sandwiches and salads. So
now listen, you know what? My parents gave me like a crash course in basic cooking. I mean, every parent needs to make sure that your child can make basic food items for themselves. Otherwise, they will not survive in today's world.
You mean how to boil water?
Yeah, maybe.
One person had a roommate that would sleepwalk almost every night. Wasn't just walking either. The roommate would clean the fridge, put snacks away, quote Shakespeare,
what?
Which could either be funny or really creepy.
All while she was sleeping?
Yeah.
So bizarre. Oh, that would creep me out.
Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't know what's happening. As long as she's not throwing away your snacks.
Right, right.
If she's a good cleaner when she's asleep, then let her keep doing it.
I mean, let her keep doing it, right?
Yeah.
I want to get to this next one coming up here just after 8. It has very, very Godfather-like themes to it.
Oh, wow. It sounds aggressive.
Coming up after 8. You know, if you've spent any time living with roommates, you probably have a few stories to tell. Most interesting roommate stories we were talking about. One person had a roommate who was obsessed with CSI. You know, the CSI show?
Oh, yeah?
Had a CSI pillow, sheets, blankets.
Oh, she had merch and decor. I didn't know that show had that.
Refused to turn on any lights. Kept all the blinds shut. Also was paranoid of having her identity stolen by, quote, them. So
maybe she should have stepped back from that show just a little bit.
There's a point where you need to be like, you know what? Let me just dial it back just a scotch.
Maybe a little.
Yeah. One person had a roommate who would freak out anytime someone used the microwave to the point where he actually stole it from the kitchen.
Listen, that is how I survived. Nay, nay. That's how I continue
I was gonna say,
survive.
That's Kelly. If we took your microwave away from your kitchen now, what
would
you do?
We wouldn't eat most of the week.
That's funny. And then this one's pretty good. Someone had a roommate who stole their bread.
Really?
And when questioned about it, suggested it might be a ghost.
I don't know. Have you guys considered that there's an apparition that loves sandwiches?
Yeah, she even drew it out and said that she felt like some of her stuff was missing, too.
Oh, wow. Gotcha. So she's just making her sandwiches in her room. Got it.
Then this one. My roommate in college claimed he was involved with the mafia.
Okay. How so?
He was constantly sweaty.
Uh-huh.
Was very jumpy.
Mm-hmm.
And always had a lot of cash in his car.
Gotcha.
He never was around on the weekends, and I never saw him drink. Strangest of all is that he never once slept in his room.
Interesting.
He always slept on the couch by the door. And eventually, he told me that it was because if someone ever broke in looking for me, I want them to find me right away so no one else would get hurt.
Wow. He was trying to sacrifice himself. Dang.
Says, I still don't know if he was telling the truth, but nonetheless, I always locked my bedroom door at night.
That's probably smart.
But really, like, that's a total bro move. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Like, thank you.
Like,
you probably owe him a thank you.
Right.
Thank you for sleeping on the couch to potentially save our lives if the mafia comes looking for you.
Right. If stuff hits the fan, like, he's the first one out.
Yep. Dang.
That's wild.
Wow.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so buckle up for this one. Hey, Ben and Kelly, keep me anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I have been married for 3 years. He's extremely wealthy. I haven't had to work since before we were married, but now he's telling me I need to work for my weekly allowance.
Okay.
Like he thinks I should get paid for chores, like I'm a little kid or something. So right now, I get $500 each week for allowance.
Okay.
He's proposing that I'll still get my weekly allowance, but now it will be calculated on a sliding scale and could get an extra monthly bonus.
All right.
Can you tell that he works with money for a living?
Okay.
So anyway, he thinks I should earn money based on the chores I get done around the house. But I'm upset that he's even suggesting that I get paid to do things like cook his dinner, $100.
Mm.
Pick up his dry cleaning, $100.
Okay.
Clean up dog poop in the side yard, $100.
Wow.
I do that for free.
No, so why?
And now I'm starting to get salty about it. Here's where it gets insulting. She says, disappear when his friends come over. He'll pay me $250. Let him go out for a guy's night without complaining. $250.
Wow.
Gets even better. Still goes on. Give him a shoulder massage after work. $500.
Wow.
No whining for a full week. $500.
No whining?
Uh-huh. Do a little show for him, $1,000. And I'm not even going to mention what he's going to pay $2,500 for, but you could probably guess. Never in a million years did I ever imagine I'd end up feeling like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, but that's the profession, in quotes, I feel like I'm somehow in. I'm still in shock. Where do I go from here?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's like in reverse order, because we choose to think at the end of Pretty Woman, he's not currently still paying her when they end up together, right? At least not for the services and things.
Yeah, I don't know. Wow. Kim texts in and says, hey, where is this guy? I'll take him.
No, that's what I meant when I said, like, initially you're going to be like, oh, no, sir. But then you're like, well.
Like, I don't get the whole $2,500 thing where it's like, isn't that a thing that couples just do because they want to?
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, what are just, you know, nice things you do for your spouse versus things that are now
when it sounds like
exchange.
So here's what this is immediately what I thought as you were you know, telling her situation is that this is a guy that has always gotten what he wants. And if he wasn't able to get what he wants right away, he could pay to get what he wants.
And now he's trying to pay for the kind of marriage that he wants. And it's almost like he's trying to pay for an assistant with benefits or something.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel like an equal partner kind of a marriage. That's the biggest part of it. It just feels demeaning.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Even though that's some serious cash she's tossing out there.
She hasn't worried about cash for 3 years, probably.
Right. And now all of a sudden, he's having to make things so itemized. He's got to feel like she's under the microscope all the time.
Almost like earn your keep.
Yeah. Does he have like a little checklist that he's giving her little check marks every time she accomplishes a task? Like, I can't live like that. Hmm. I would not be able to live like that.
There's probably not going to be too many people who mirror that situation in their own relationship.
No.
But there could be some that have stories or situations that are similar.
Got a text. Pretty sure my wife would love to get paid to do any of that. She does most of it for free.
Well, and
hell, I do most of that for free, he said.
I mean, you've seen the salary, you know, things where it's like, hey, if, you know, an at-home caretaker or wife or someone like that earns a yearly salary on what they actually do from chauffeur to chef to all this.
Exactly.
You know.
That's what they should be paying.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
This is literally it. Like, she's getting paid to be a domestic engineer.
Yeah. All right. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. And she said, look, she's in shock. And where does she go from here? And this is where that whole morality thing comes in play, where it's like, how much do you sacrifice the lifestyle that you have for?
Yeah. I mean, we don't know
your own peace of
much
mind.
Else about the dynamic of their marriage either.
Right.
That,
exactly.
You know, comes into play. This is a very itemized description of the arrangement he wants to have. We don't really have any other backstory other than the fact that he's wealthy and this is what he's thinking is going to be best for him giving her money.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, would love to hear your thoughts on it. 502-571-9970. Whether it's
Aubrey's like, no shame, give me that sugar daddy.
I mean, again, some of y'all are going to be like, hey, if you don't want him, I do. All right. But would love to hear your thoughts because I think that's what she needs. 502-571-9970. It's Ben and Kelly. 99.7 DJX. Group therapy, an interesting one. Not one that we've seen before, I'll say. She's been married to her wealthy husband for about 3 years. He's wanting now to pay her an allowance for things like cooking dinner, cleaning up, not complaining when he wants a guy's night, and even for special favors. She's in shock.
Where to go from here? He's just like itemizing all the money.
Now, I knew we'd get some of these comments, like from Whitney, might be the unpopular opinion, but does she actually not do much around the house? And is this his last ditch Hail Mary to get her to do things? Because when we work for things, we appreciate them more.
That could be the case. We honestly don't know anything about that. She didn't admit, like, you know, I do nothing. All I do is go shopping or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, all we're hearing is her side of the story because you know, maybe she's very careless with that allowance that he gives her. And he's like, ugh, you know. But
he's trying to teach her the value of money, maybe, and the fact that he feels like maybe if she feels like she's earning it, and he's trying to incentivize her to maybe take more ownership in being more proactive around the household. I don't know. We don't know that part.
Obviously, he values money very, very much and has done a good job of earning money throughout his life.
And maybe he's trying to teach her, hey, instead of me just giving you a handout every week, how about we set up a system of how you can earn it? And, you know, kind of since she's, you know, like working from there, he's just kind of creating a little job description for her.
Yeah, I was going to say, she didn't say anything about them having kids because it does sound like something that they would talk to their, you know, 6-year-old about earning an allowance and things like that.
Now, many people have suggested that she just like stockpile a bunch of money, do a bunch of the things, get the money and then leave. But at the same time, the biggest issue, I think, for most people is this doesn't feel like an equal kind of partnership marriage. Mm-hmm. It feels like he's almost making her his employee, which is not a great dynamic for a marriage to succeed long term in.
Yeah. Several comments. Elizabeth says, look, I do think that him paying her for the chores that she's doing around the house is great. However, she needs to sit down with him and talk to him about the last few items on that list.
Yeah.
The last few items being like the little strip teases, the no whining for a week, and the special favors, which is something that, you know, every marriage should have. Anyway,
just for fun.
I mean, right.
You like to make each other happy.
I mean, doesn't that take the fun out of it a little bit?
It does a little. Then it makes it a job, doesn't it? Some of these things sound very condescending and demeaning.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think a lot of us were at first part like, you want to pay me $100 to cook you dinner? Sweet, done. I'm going to start learning how to be a chef.
Right.
Stuff like that. You're going to pay me to pick up the dog poop in the yard? Yes, I do that for free currently. So I would I would appreciate compensation.
Right.
Some of the other things, it gets a little dicey to where these should be things that couples should want to do for each other and not expect payment.
Kimberly writes, I'd get to rubbing them shoulders, stripping them clothes, and slapping them on for a few tough months, stack some cash, and move to paradise, all while continuing to charge him for my disappearance. But I'm kind of woman who's quick to cut anyone off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we can't tell you what to do because, honestly, we don't know the dynamic of the relationship. But from an outside window looking into your house, it doesn't sound like he's valuing you
right
the same. Now, that's only knowing your side of the story, though.
On paper, the way you put it, it looks real bad. Controlling, a lot of people mentioned narcissist, all sorts of stuff like that. Now, again, we don't know what she has done for the past 3 years of their marriage. And maybe she hasn't really done a lot. Maybe they have people that clean the house for them. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have other hired help that do the yard work and do all the, it sounds like if he is of that level of wealth, they may have a bunch of helpers.
Yeah.
So she doesn't really have to do anything. So maybe he's thinking, all right,
save some money this way.
Let go some of the hired help.
Yeah.
And I'll start paying you to do that stuff.
Right.
I don't really know that kind of background and how this arrangement came to be.
But again, this sounds like a guy who has always used money to get things he wants. I don't know if that's going to change or not, but
it appears that way, yeah.
There's plenty of comments on the Facebook page and plenty of people who will take your husband off of your hands if you don't want him anymore.
Lots of options for you to sift through.
Beth said he didn't know he was creating the Real Housewives of Louisville.
Seriously.
I'm telling you, I wonder. There could probably be a show here in Louisville. Who knows? All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Let us know how else we can help on 99. Now, Kelly, I know that you're not big into the Wordle world, but are you into the Hurdle world?
No, I'm fascinated by people that have time to play games during the day. I don't have any of that kind of time.
Well, as I've said, I like to do it kind of as a before the day gets started, just to kind of like a little mental thing to, you know, get the mental juices flowing, right?
See, if I don't get it, then that would just give me shame and frustration.
But,
and I don't need to start my day with that.
But I was able today, well, one, I was able to get the Wordle today in three. So that's
so
good.
Great. What an accomplishment. You should have just quit the day after that.
Well, I couldn't because I had to do the show. But I was also able to get the Hurdle. And I don't know if you've heard Hurdle, but Hurdle is the audio version of Wordle where it gives you just a second of the song, and then you can try to guess what the song is.
Is this like Beat Shazam?
Yes, exactly. Then it'll give you, if you can't get it there, you can pass, and it'll go to like 2 seconds of the song. And then it goes all the way up to like 15 seconds of the song, all right?
So how many chances do you get?
You get about 5 chances for to where it gets up to 15 seconds. But I wanted to play for you because I feel like you can get it in 1 second, Kelly.
Oh, you think I'm that good?
I feel like you could because I was able to get it in 1 second.
Now, do you get multiple choice answers? You just got to pull it out of your brain and type it in.
So you got to pull it out of your brain and type it in. But once you put the artist in there, it pulls up several songs. And in every instance that I've seen, one of the songs is the right answer.
Okay. Did you get it in 1 second?
I did.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Uh-huh.
Here's the first little second.
Oh, that's Bad Guy, Billie Eilish.
You got it.
Look at that.
See? You'd have gotten it. So cool, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it again?
Oh, it's the same one, right?
No, it's not the same one.
Oh, I was going to say, don't you just get one a day? Or
yes.
Does it reset?
Yes, you get one a day. You only get one a day. But
okay. But so let's do it again, because I think I know the answer.
Okay, well, here, let me play for you another one. This was one from a few days ago. Okay. Yeah, there it is. There it is. All right, ready?
Was that Nickelback Rockstar?
Yes, it was.
I didn't even know. Yes. I just barely heard a blurb.
Yes, that's, well, see, that's all you get on the first one. That's all you get on the first one.
Nickelback.
Here was another one. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, first, second.
Want
to hear it again?
Yeah. Sounds like Green Day.
You got the artist.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Ooh, do you need another couple seconds?
Time of my life?
Do you need another couple seconds?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, so you can't get it in one on this one, but.
Okay. I know the song. Wake Me When September, that's Green Day, right?
Yes.
I got the Green Day part.
Yes.
Right.
And it's. Yeah.
Wake Me When. What's the name of that song? Wake Me When September Comes.
Not Begins.
It ends. Wake
yes,
Me When
yes,
September
yes,
Ends.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So that was.
I know it was Green Day.
Yeah. That was one recently. So, anyways, yeah. I think it's kind of fun to play along every now and then, the hurdle games. But that's one I feel like, Kelly, in your industry.
That I could excel in.
In
yes.
your line of work. I feel like this could be one that you could excel at.
If it's popular music and it doesn't get too old, I could probably do it.
Okay, let me do one that I uh-huh. got this one in one. So maybe you can get this one in one as well, okay?
Okay.
This one is not one that we would play on 99.7 DJX, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so first second of this one.
That's Beach Boys. I wish they all could be California girls. California girls.
Nope. Beach Boys
it's
is
not?
Right. No. Beach Boys is right.
Is it California Dreamin'?
Nope.
What's right. the name of the song?
Man, you're gonna need 3 seconds on this.
Oh God. I love the colorful clothes you wear. All I've got is California Dreamin' or California Girls. Beach Boys.
Let me give you a little bit more. I believe in you, Kelly.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
They're not saying the name of it.
I know. That's
there,
part
I'm
of the
need for them to say the name of the song.
All right, you're up to.
I know it's the Beach Boys.
Okay, you're up to your last one. This is going to go up to 15 seconds.
I clearly don't know the name of that song.
Yes, you do.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Good Vibrations.
Ah, there it is.
Good Vibrations.
There it is.
Okay.
Oh, you got it. You snuck it in that last one. Good job,
Good
Kelly.
Good Vibrations. I had to start singing the rest of the song.
All right. So anyways, had some fun with Hurdle this morning here.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Sherry's kind of leaving it wide open for us. She said, hey, you guys still taking ideas for phone taps?
Mm-hmm.
How about calling my husband, Charles? I can give you some info about him, but, you know, I think he'd fall for just about anything.
Okay, so we figured we'd pull out a brand new Haas and Pepper, one that we haven't heard from, I don't think ever, actually. But
not in the family context.
No, but Perry has a plumbing issue that only Charles can seem to help him with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Plumbing and heating, this is Charles.
Hi, Charles. Perry Haas and Pepper here. I want to see if I could get a plumber over here to my house, maybe today or tomorrow.
Is this an emergency?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'm just a little anxious to have someone come over.
And what kind of problem are we dealing with here?
I just need a plumber to come over and tighten up some stuff under my kitchen sink, you see.
And you've got a leak under there.
Well, not exactly, but you never know when one might happen, am I right?
I see. Well, usually you know, because you have water dripping.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I've had a couple other plumbers come over this week, and I've been sorely disappointed.
Were they not able to fix the problem for you?
Well, it's not that. You see, they get down there and take a look, and it's just not what I expect from a plumber.
I don't understand. What is it you expect from a plumber?
Well, plumber's crack.
plumber's crack.
That's right. What? For years, that's been kind of that common joke, right? Plumber bends over, his pants are a little low, you get a little plumber's crack action. It's hysterical.
Okay, sir, come on, man.
But I've just never seen it in person. I've hired lots of plumbers over the years, but none of them showed that crack that I like, you know?
I thought that
was kind of a standard thing with you guys.
No, sir, it's not a standard thing. I mean, it's honestly, it's a bad stereotype. And why would you want to see that anyway?
Well, I just think it's funny, you see? I've always heard of it. See it in movies and stuff. I just thought it'd be great to see some good old-fashioned plumber's crack in person.
Wow. Sir, I don't have time for this.
Oh, but you see, I'll pay the rate. Just send over the guy that you got there that you think has the best, well, assets, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
Just don't tell him what we're up to. You know, he just gets here, gets down to work under the sink. I snap a few pics for the gram, and we all have a good laugh, and we're on our way. Plumber's crack. It just sounds so funny to say.
Listen, look, I'm not going to send over one of my highly trained professional plumbers so you can just laugh at him and take pictures of his butt crack. We're not going to do that.
Oh, come on. Plumber's crack's hysterical, and I've got my own Instagram page, Perry's Plumber's Crack.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm a plumber, and I don't find it hysterical, okay?
Well, what do you find funny? Well, you know, when the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show pranks people by calling them on the radio, I think that's kind of funny, right?
Oh, wait. Crap, who is this?
Charles. Charles, hey, it's Ben Davis and Kelly K on 99.7 EJX. Honestly, can't believe you stayed on the line that long.
I can't either.
Oh, my goodness. I honestly can't believe I did either. I mean, I never had a call like that in my life.
Yeah, no, well, I get it.
Well, pull your pants up, and thank you for being a good sport. Appreciate it, man.
You guys kill me, man. That was good. That was good.
I love
really? Oh, Perry's a creeper. I just don't. I can't. I am stunned. You kept him on the phone that long. I'm stunned.
I like how
literally
he was lowering his voice like so as no one could hear the conversation.
Yes, he was. He was just like, I don't know. People can't understand.
It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 EJX. Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in today.
Look, listen, these people have the best of intentions. Honestly, they do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without honoring the queen by bringing marmalade sandwiches to pay tribute, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. Oh, bless their hearts. Is this like a reference to her appearances in Paddington Bear?
Yeah. Remember, she appeared in a taped sketch with Paddington Bear sharing marmalade sandwiches and how she smuggles marmalade sandwiches in her purse.
Okay.
So now people visiting London are paying tribute by dropping marmalade sandwiches at the gates.
Oh, gosh.
Here's a report from today.
The government has asked people to kindly not bring Paddington Bears and marmalade sandwiches and leave them out here as a memorial. There was that adorable video that the Queen starred in alongside Paddington where they both confessed their love for marmalade sandwiches. And in an homage to that, many people have been bringing marmalade sandwiches, which is lovely, except for that it's quite warm here. And so you can imagine the scene.
Warm.
Yeah, that's probably inviting other critters, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm with snacks. They're leaving snacks. I'm going to go check that out.
Ants, bugs, yeah, raccoons, all that. Oh, right. Gosh. So, again, best of intentions. Best of intentions.
Yeah, their hearts were in the right place.
100%. Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without honoring the queen by bringing marmalade sandwiches to pay tribute, then you're doing okay.
Oh, Pip-Pip, I'd like to bring the queen some marmalade sandwiches.
That is setting the bar.
I ain't worried about it.
It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Listen, if you missed anything from the show, the podcast is the place to get it. All right. WDJX.com. Audio on demand. I know the show, it ends at 10. But doesn't have to for you.
Yeah, you can just go back and catch up on anything that maybe you missed the end of it. You want to see how that turned out.
Yeah.
There were lots of comments.
Yeah.
Like immediately on our group therapy today. A lot of strong opinions.
Well, yeah. I mean, and look, there are a few different ways to look at it, and we're only getting her side of the story.
Right.
So I'm trying.
We have not heard from him or the motivation behind the arrangement he's suggesting, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but the way it sounds like he's using money to kind of manipulate and control her.
Yeah.
That's the way
that's
it
what
sounds.
A lot of people are pointing out. Yeah, that's what it appears to be.
Yeah. And a lot of people, though, are saying this is the problem I would like to have.
Yep.
And, you know,
I'd like to get paid to pick up the dog poop in the side yard.
I know.
I do it for free right now.
I know. It's like, hey, can I see your list? And let me see how much of this stuff I do as well that maybe I could be earning,
you know,
some money on.
Some of the list is not problematic, but the other parts are. So, you know, there could be a compromise here. Not sure.
Yeah. So anyways, if you wanted to chime in, maybe even read what other people are saying, you can up on the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. All right. Anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right.
What day is it? It's Tuesday. Okay, got it.
It is Tuesday.
I've already lost track of what day it is.
I know. It's like these normal sized work weeks are just, especially after we've had a shortened work week, are a killer.
It kind of just all runs together in my mind. I'm like, so half the time, I don't even know where I'm going.
Well, all right. Kelly's going to take a nap, and then we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, bye.